What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Hall of Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. I'm Miss Ashley Feldman, and you're checking in for Pat's Chat. Whew, the moment is now, guys. Are we ready? Help me welcome Mr. Philip Dorsett, everybody. You are so Patriots right now, it's insane. We got the eye slides, the shirt, the hat. We all know who you play for. Yeah. Now, I have to start right out of the gate. I'm coming for you. I did a little stalking on Instagram. Girls, you know how we do. Why is your sister in better shape than you, though?
Oh, man.
It's insane. Guys, his sister is... She's in shape.
Yeah, you hit me with that one.
Nah,
she's basically kind of like a bodybuilder.
Like, not basically. She's
a
fantastic bodybuilder.
A bodybuilder.
I'll give you guys her Insta later.
Oh, man. She got into that, I would say, my first year in the league. I mean, she started working out with me in the offseason.
Right.
And she just fell in love with working out. And she's on another level. I mean, see.
Now, is she older or younger than you?
Older.
And did I hear that she used to pick on you a little bit?
Not
that's
pick.
Just the word on the streets.
I wouldn't say pick.
Okay.
I mean, we picked on each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a mutual thing.
Mutual. There you
but
go.
Does she body you still a little bit?
Nah. She's small now.
She's tiny now.
She's small. I mean, she's ripped up, but she's like 5'2", like 120
right.
pounds.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I also heard that growing up, the high school you went to, you not only played with a current teammate, but someone else in the league as well. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. I play with James White now. I mean, I played with him. I played with, it's about six or seven of us.
That is absurd.
Yeah, something like all, that.
I hope you won some championships with that team.
Yeah, my sophomore year we won. Junior year we lost in the game before state championships. And then senior year we won.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay, so you have a few rings.
Yeah, two.
There we go, two rings.
I mean, we lost one game in 3 years.
What? One game in three?
Mm-hmm. One game.
I don't know about you guys. I don't have those type of numbers. Played basketball in high school, and it didn't look like that. Okay, so after high school, you went to Miami, and at that time, they weren't very good. Now, now they just lost last weekend. Did you?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Okay, good. Now, talk about going to the U. I mean, we watch them, and we see them play now, but then they weren't really big on football, right?
Yeah, I mean, I went to Miami at, like, probably one of the most down moments of its. Yeah, because... when I got there, it was literally two of us committed at the time. We had no head coach. That's when I was actually being recruited. Randy Shannon got fired, and they brought in Al Golden. No one really knew about him, but I was a Canes fan, so I couldn't see myself really going anywhere else.
Right.
So I just stuck it. I stuck it out.
Miami's not the worst place to be in.
No, not at all.
All right, we ready for some questions?
Yeah.
My name's Matt. I was wondering, what's the main difference between, like, catching balls from Andrew Luck and Tom Brady?
One's a little cuter, just saying.
The main difference, I would say Tom probably has a little more velocity. Yeah, Andrew throws, I mean, he has a strong arm, but Tom's definitely a lot more velocity when it comes to it. I think he's a little more accurate, too. But Andrew's a great quarterback as well, but I would say Tom, I mean, obviously.
Could you imagine if he didn't, we'd all have to fight him, and then it would be weird.
Y'all know better than me.
Next question. Anybody? Okay. Guys, I'll do this all day.
Anybody?
Anybody over on this side? My man? Question? All right, well, then I'll just keep going with mine.
You can ask me anything. I don't care.
So right now, shout out to everybody on Facebook checking in. You're getting a few questions. Someone wants to know if you are or you consider yourself the fastest person on the team. Because you were a track guy as well, right?
Yeah, I ran track throughout my life. I mean, I don't like to brag. I wouldn't say I'm the fastest. I mean,
it's, you can. We won't
got
tell.
A lot of fast guys on the team.
Yeah.
Me, Brandon. It's a lot. I mean, but I'm not going to sit here and self-proclaim myself
the
fastest
guy. Can you just say
it?
Yes, you are. It's okay.
No, I'm not going to say it.
But you're definitely up there, obviously. What about on this side? Ladies?
Anybody?
I know you have a question down here. We talked about your question. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, I'm Tori. I was just wondering, like, do you, like, have, like, a specific diet to stay in shape, or do you just eat whatever?
See, if you say you eat whatever, we will also fight you.
See, I try. I try to eat cleaner, but not, I'm not a vegetarian or a vegan or nothing like that, but I try to stay away from fried food, but it doesn't work. I try not to, I mean, throughout the week, I try to eat a lot of carbs because we working so hard, so that's all my energy and all that. And I try to stay away from fast food. I try to stay away from fast food, not fried food.
If you weren't staying away from fast food, which one would you hit up?
McDonald's.
Smart man. Everybody, again, checking in via Facebook Live. We appreciate you. We're sitting here with Philip Dorsett. Questions, anybody in the front row?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Ben. I'm wondering, do you use yourself in Madden?
See, crazy thing is, I stopped playing Madden after the PS3. So I don't really play Madden no more. Well, I play 2K now. I use myself in that. I create myself and I play myself in that. So I haven't played Madden in a while. It irks me. I don't like how they changed it. Yeah.
What's a typical off day for you? If you're not a gamer, what are you doing?
I'm not a gamer. Probably working out.
No, on an off day.
I work out on my off days.
Oh, so. For God's sake.
I got to keep up with my sister.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm really jealous of that. My off days don't look the same. We're here with Phil Dorsett. Do you have any questions?
Yeah. I'm Ms. Campagna, and I have a question. What advice would you give to young high school students about how to get where you are? Obviously, you're very successful. We're so excited to see you. Mm-hmm. What little piece of advice would you give to them?
See, I know it sounds like a cliche. I know everybody would probably say the same thing, but obviously grades, because if you don't have the right grades, it's almost impossible to get in the seat. So, I learned that at my ninth grade year. I think I wasn't taking school serious, and I ended up getting bad grades, and football was taken away from me, track was taken away from me. My dad was disappointed in me, and I just never really wanted to put myself in that position again. So, like you said, I had to buckle down in school.
The worst of those three has to be your dad being disappointed. I'm 31 years old, and I kind of want to have to tell my mom.
He wouldn't talk to me. He would pick me up from school every day, and he wouldn't talk to me.
Yeah.
And that was tough.
Because
my dad's
worst.
Like my best friend, so.
Right.
Yeah, it was tough.
Wow. All right, next question. Anybody? Yeah.
All right, so I'm Steve. Just wondering, when you did track, what events did you do?
I was a sprinter. 100, 200. 400, long jump, pretty much. I ran track for so long. I obviously did everything, but once I got older and I got faster, I was just flat, just sprints.
But what's your vertical? What's your vertical?
My vertical?
Yeah.
The highest I ever jumped?
Yeah.
In college, I jumped 40 and a half.
You're impressing me. 40 and a half, and how tall are you?
5'10".
Whew, these are serious numbers, guys. Next question.
Hi, I'm Chris. Who is the slowest skill position player?
Oh, man.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? If he answers that, Bill will come for him.
The slowest skill position? I don't know. I can't answer that. Because if I knew, I would answer, honestly. I don't really know. I don't know. Can't tell.
Tom Brady? No, I'm just...
Skill position?
I don't
know.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know. We're politically correct right here. We don't know.
Faster than Brady.
That'll be a good race. That'll be a good race. A funny race. But hey.
I ask everybody this question every week when we do this. I judge people off of the answer.
Okay.
We'll see what you guys think. Are there any TV shows you cannot miss that you tape, that you DVR, that you...
How to Get Away with Murder.
Anyone else? I love that show. The finale was insane.
Yeah, it was...
That's your go-to?
That's probably my go-to. Yeah.
Did the baby live?
Yeah.
I think so, too. It's such an intense question, but you guys will know when you catch up.
You can't have
ladies.
Two dead babies.
You're
you
right.
Know
you, can't, you can't. I don't
can't
even
do
to say
again.
That.
Yeah.
Guys? Don't be shy. It's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Kaylee. Where do you like to, go for vacation?
Vacation.
Oh, yeah. Let me a little vacation talk.
So my family's from the Bahamas, so I probably just go back there. Freeport, Exuma, Nassau. I have family in all of those little islands, so I probably just go back there.
We have any other... By the way, that would be fantastic if you're just going home for your vacation.
I mean, yeah, that's basically
that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
That's where your family is?
Mm-hmm. Well, most of my dad's side.
Okay, yeah. And where's your sis?
What'd you say, what?
Where's your sister?
Where's my sister?
Yeah.
I mean, she's back home, but
okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
We'll all go together.
Florida is?
Florida, yeah.
Florida. Got it.
Uh-huh.
Guys, any questions in this room? Okay.
Got another one.
Coming in hot.
I'm Emily. What's your favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Probably Coming to America. Y'all ever seen it? Coming to America.
That's a good choice. Again, for everybody checking in via Facebook Live, you guys can comment below with questions. Mm-hmm. Front row, fellas, we have another one. I know you had a couple stored up. You want to go again?
Good.
You guys don't understand. I never stop talking. That's why I'm on the radio.
Hi, my name's Thomas. I was just wondering, what was your favorite or best memory out of all your years of football, whether it be college or the NFL?
That's a good one. Probably getting drafted. That's like one of the best days of your life. You're sitting around just waiting the whole day for one phone call.
Just crazy. Staring at the phone. Do I have service in here, Mom?
Yeah, and I got drafted at the end of the first round too. So I mean, it was 32 picks and I got drafted 29. So I literally just waiting the whole day. And yeah, it was one of the best days of my life, I would say.
In a moment.
I was just wondering, do you have any rituals before a game or anything to help you with like a good luck or something before a game? You do before a game?
Yeah. I would say I probably do the same routine every game, same thing, same warming up, going outside, stretching, same catching passes, no gloves on, and going catching passes from the quarterbacks. I run the same routes before I warm up. I mean, it just helps with my psyche and me.
Are you headphoning? Are you listening to music at this time? What are you listening to?
I listen to like slow music, like old school slow music, like Luther Vandross and stuff like
Wow.
that.
Wow. Yeah,
I don't like to get too hyped up.
Yeah, I was going to think like Future, like some trap music or something.
Nah.
You're just super relaxed.
Super relaxed, yeah. I just try to literally just mellow out.
There we go. Do we have one last question? Anybody? Okay. Around. I hope this is going to be, is he a Snapchatter or an Instagrammer? Because I'm dying to know the answer. No, I'm just kidding. You ask whatever you want.
So when you met like Tom Brady and all those guys, did you like kind of like fangirl a little bit? Like, he's kind of excited. I mean, I would have. That's like pretty cool.
Well, I mean, get in line. We all would a little bit, I'm sure.
I mean, it was kind of surreal. I mean, because I got traded here like the last, like right after the last preseason game, and I had no clue I was going to get traded. So literally it's kind of like a life-changing event. So I had to move from Indy to Foxborough. I had no clue where I was going. I mean, but he was probably the first person I met because he came early and I was in the training room and he walked up behind me and said, "Hi, I'm Tom." And I was like, "I know who you are." But I didn't say it to him, but in the back of my mind,
I've heard of you before. I've seen you in an UGG commercial or something.
But yeah, it was definitely different because the same day I had to go out and practice, and now I'm practicing catching passes from Tom. So it was definitely great. I mean, it's an amazing experience.
Well, we're extremely happy to have you guys. Give it up one more time for Phil Dorsett, everybody.